in early childhood, we really include families, or really think of families as an important part of what we do with the young children, whether they are served in schools, in programs, or whether they're served in homes. In every aspect of what we do with children, we have to have the families in there. For families who speak different languages other than English in their homes, it's really important to collaborate with that family to understand what is the child's exposure to English at home or to their home language. What do the families value in terms of, do they want their child to continue to learn their home language? What techniques are they using to help their child or their children learn their language as well as the school language? Families are really a great source of information for the child, both in terms of getting more information about their child as well as about things that they've tried at home that could be tried in schools. For teachers, it's really important for them to think about how the child is at home to help them understand why the child does what he does or she does in school. It's really important for them to know what are some of the routines and activities that they do at home. When you're dealing with a family from a different culture or who have different traditions and beliefs and practices, what is it that they do? Oh, they do evening prayers, or they do sundown prayers, or they feed all the children first before the adults. Understand the context for why children do certain things. And a lot of it's very culture-based, and so understanding what the children do at home will help teachers understand what it is that they carry on to school from their homes.